It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I am happy that you have joined me on Working the Dash podcast with TK. And I wanted to just stop for a moment and share a sentiment of my heart. Just connected with a family friend who is dealing with the loss of a loved one. And I'm telling you, it truly hurts. It hurts. Although I am an indirect participant, the individual leaned on my husband and I for comfort, and the individual called literally just to cry. And it struck me so deeply that we, as human beings, over time, we just evolve, right? What once used to be so important, like fancy cars, big homes, connections and followers and popularity and categories of where we sit in society. It's just in that moment that I listened to the weeping and the tears. It just seemed not to be so important any longer. And I'm just amazed that we so easily forget how, when, and what to prioritize. So I wanted to come on and just share that. I just recall an R&B song back in the day that housed these unforgettable words. The words were, "Money can't buy me love." And all of us have tried to buy something with money, something that is not tangible, such as friendships, relationships, even positioning. We've tried to purchase that. And as we all have matured and matriculated through life, hopefully we found that genuine interactions are those that last. And we can concur conclusively together that money does not buy love. In fact, it can buy romantic trips, but it cannot buy love. It cannot buy the heartstrings of another individual. It can buy medical treatments, but it cannot purchase divine health. It can buy the best therapy sessions, but it cannot buy a peace of mind or emotional tranquility. And so what I'm saying right now is that as we seek to be loved, as we seek to be heard, seek to be accepted, let's not lose sight on the primary elements of authentically cherishing one another while we have time, and laying aside differences so that we can live together in unity. I'm just off the top of my head right now, just with unprepared thoughts, just feeling the burden now of us coming together and understanding that money can buy plenty of things. And truly, it is the answer to a lot of matters that we have in life. But let's not forget who is important: family, time, close friends, relatives, precious commodities that are but just a vapor. So that's why I'm always saying relax a little, have fun, not to take things so personally, not to allow things to weigh down your heart and affect your attitude and alter your mood. Let's just enjoy life. You know, again, this is just on my heart right now. Just enjoy life. Work hard. Play hard. Most of all, let's pray. Let's seek God as never before. Let's seek Him first. Allow Him to be the ruler of our lives and invite Him in as the core. And everything else will fall into place. I'm definitely not submitting that every day will be sunshine, but I am saying that with God, the sun will always be shining. Thank you so much for joining me, listening to the sentiments of my heart. It's just on top, and I needed to share that with the world. You're tuned in to Working the Dash podcast with TK. Have a very exceptional day.